Hello, Roshni. It's Ruben. How are you doing?
Hi, Ruben. I'm good. How are you?
Extremely busy. It's nonstop, to be honest.
I understand.
So, sorry I missed your call. I just wanted to catch up. So, I got the tax returns, I got the bank statements, got the quote. So,
I
let's
think
kind
I
of.
emailed over to you the application as well.
Oh, so this whole schedule of debts, I think, will help me out. So I'm just gonna
Yes.
take a few minutes of your time and walk through this.
Okay, no worries.
So, I think this works. We've got Motel 6 in Harvey, Louisiana, correct? Okay, give me a sec. I'm just going to print this out. Okay. So let me just fix the notes. So Spanish Trail Inn. I'm going to just ask for some information. It'll make my life a little easier and therefore your loan go through smoother. So, and just, the company that's approved you, I have nothing bad to say about them. They're a good company. I don't think a 10,000 or 12,000 loan, whatever they're offering you, really does much. I think you guys need a larger loan, correct?
Correct.
And that's because I said, like I said, many companies, it's a startup. They just have their own model. They don't really see around corners. It is what it is. So Spanish Trail Inn, how long does he own that for?
There's a date on the side. I don't
Oh.
remember. It's been
Oh,
there's a date.
purchase in June 12.
Correct.
Purchase June of 2012. Original cost, present value, hold the West, mortgage balance, annual debt service, fine. La Quinta, Quality Inn, Motel. So August 05. So the motel. Now, here's a question I have for you. So the biggest ones we have are Spanish Trail, Motel 6, and oh,
Motel six.
that's his personal residence. I don't really care about. So
Right.
we've got the big center. We got Motel 6 in Tyler. We got Motel 6 in Baytown, but he only owns part of that.
Right.
So we got the three owns. He owns Spanish Trail. He owns Motel 6 in Tyler, and those are the two businesses he owns outright. Oh, he owns the DoubleTree Arlington.
Yes, 100%. But the other partnerships, because of other owners and et cetera, we didn't want to get in too
That's
much.
not a problem. So, and I
So,
see. This is perfect. This is perfect. This shows me what he owns, debt service. This is actually perfect. It shows the corporation that owns it. Perfect. Okay. So, let's get into this location. So, the current business we're financing is called.
Admiral Hotel Group.
All right, so it's not part of this. Okay, gotcha. Oh, it is part of this. DoubleTree Arlington. Okay. He purchased it last he oh, he purchased it in June of 14?
I think June of 14 or last year? Last year. I think I'm getting confused.
No problem. When he purchased it, what was the name of the business?
Was Admiral Hotel. It was an independent hotel.
Current location. Location. Purchased an independent hotel. Dependent hotel called Admiral Hotel.
Correct.
And then he turned it into a franchise, right?
And we're currently turning it into a franchise at DoubleTree.
So you guys have been operational for a while, or have you taken any guests in the last year?
We did, probably within the first 5 months or so, and
Okay.
then we saw that, we would be able to do more work whenever we shut down the whole property.
Okay.
So then we shut down the whole property and kind of did it that way. But we
Perfect.
did operate as an independent for 5 to 6 months or so, something
Okay.
around there.
Gotcha. Motel 6 of Tyler. So let me just look at the bank statements.
I did want to give you kind of a heads up on the bank statements. The account balances are low because two out of the three properties are undergoing kind of renovations within the properties. These franchises always change up their ideas and, you know, the rooms and everything. So two of the properties are under renovations. I believe it is Tyler and the Spanish Trails. So both of those are undergoing renovations at the moment.
Okay, so let me just make sure I've got this correct. So the company that owns... Do we have bank statements for the Admiral Hotel Group or no?
I can get bank statements, but it's not really going to be any beneficial to you because nothing was kind of coming in because it is a shutdown property. So,
what's the current balance?
There's probably like $2,000-$3,000 in there because we're doing construction. So any employees we have to pay, like our general manager who we've already hired, everything, it comes out of our construction costs. That we have from the bank.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. So, okay. So, let's just take a look at the file. So, bear with me. I'm just looking at this.
No worries. It's okay.
So he purchased DoubleTree Arlington for $6.6 million, correct?
Correct. Because it was an independent property.
Okay. So, and does he have a loan on that, I assume?
Yes, we do have a loan on it. I know when we first initially worked on it, it was about $5 million or so to purchase the property. But because our renovation costs and everything gradually went up, we got another loan, but I don't know how they kind of did it. This is the information that I received, and I wasn't able to get a hold of him today as he was on site and kind of just pushing because we're trying to open this property up in end of July.
Okay. So no worries. And I have you guys purchased any other equipment recently, or is there a lot of stuff you guys are buying or no?
Equipment-wise, we haven't. It's just mostly FF&E, like furniture fixtures and all that, but nothing kind of equipment-wise.
Okay. So here's what I'd like to do and kind of help you out, and I know sometimes doing this process can make people nervous, and I'm here to kind of hold your hand and walk you through the process, you know, to benefit your business. So the first thing is this, this helps me out a lot. This is a file with a lot of moving pieces, so I'm going to get to work on your file this afternoon. I don't want to rush it, and I want to make sure I understand everything so the underwriter can make the best approval possible for you. That's all it's about, getting you the best approval possible. The second question is, do you have the quote on the equipment?
No, I had called you about that. If you would be able to get it from Andrew, I think that would be kind of the best way to go, just because I didn't see it in my email. I haven't received it. So I think the best way you're probably going to be able to obtain that is from Andrew. Now, I would have called him, but I don't have his direct contact information.
No worries. I'll send him an email now. They just applied. Can you please send me the quote? And so this is for your kitchen. Do you have a restaurant, or is it just for, like, you know?
It's for a restaurant. We have a restaurant in.
What's the name of the restaurant? Is there a separate name, or is it just...
Yes, it's a Brass Fur Barn Grill or something. It's a separate name.
Is it under a separate business name, a separate company, or is it all in the same?
No, I believe it is under a separate business.
Okay, so can I give you a little homework that I need to do, that you need to do to get this wrapped up?
Yes.
So the first thing is this. So there's a lot of moving pieces here, but I think based on the credit history, his credit does, there's like a, it's not the strongest score in the world, but I'd like to talk to him to kind of walk him through through the process, but I still think I can get him approved. What I'd like to do is this. I'd like to submit the file. I'll get the quote from Andrew.
Okay.
I think one thing I'd like to ask you, and I don't want you to feel like I'm asking you for a lot of documents, but do you know, does he have... There's some bank statements that end pretty light, like $100 in balances, under $1,000, some that end pretty strong. Do you know, does he have some cash in his personal account? This isn't a personal loan, but the more strength I can show, the better. Does he have some cash on hand, or is he kind of running on empty right now?
No. He has cash on hand. Because, I mean, yeah, I thought you just needed business.
I do, but I think since the current business doesn't have much in it right now, if I can show personal banks, it will show some liquidity, which will be helpful. So what I'd like you to do is this. If you can, I'm going to get the quote from him. If you can send me over the last, say, 3 months' bank statements in his biggest account, if he has multiple accounts, I don't need them. And one last question, I hope you don't feel like I'm kind of busting your chops. Do you have access to his most recent personal tax return or no?
Yes.
If you can send that over as well, that'd be perfect.
I have 2014. 2015, I have an extension for.
That's fine. Just send both those. That's perfect.
Okay, perfect.
I'll submit your file this evening. I'll work on it, and I'll probably start putting together approvals for you by Wednesday. Probably order this equipment by Friday.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
And you'll figure out if there's a new business and what the name is, correct?
Yes, I will go ahead and figure that out.
Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.